It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. We continue our series of interviews with the candidates running for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, which covers the southeastern part of the state. That seat is currently held by House Speaker Paul Ryan, who is retiring. This morning, we talk with Ken Yorgan, a chiropractor from Racine who is the independent candidate in the race. He faces Republican Brian Stiles and Democrat Randy Bryce. Ken, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the morning show.
Good morning. You sound good. Is it pleasant to be out of retirement here for a while?
It's pleasant to be back on the radio. Getting up at 4 a.m. is the price I have to pay. So, you know, as a good friend of mine always used to tell me, you're going to be dead for millions and billions and trillions of years. Why not stay up late tonight? So first, I
like the attitude.
Yeah, you know, first of all, Ken, and before this interview goes completely off the rails, why are you running for Congress, and more specifically, why are you running as an independent?
Well, I'm running because I think that there is a dysfunctional duopoly that has been running our government. We've got Republicans and Democrats exchanging the majority position, and very little gets accomplished. They're constantly arguing. The majority tends to ram their position through without the minority having much of a voice and the public having basically no voice, because the parties are run by some very, very wealthy and influential people. I mean, if you look at the race thus far, did anybody really doubt who the candidates were going to be from the Republican and Democratic side? I mean, not anybody who was at all observant of politics. So I'm running as an independent because when polled, 40 to 49% of Americans will typically identify themselves as independent, and most often they do not have an independent candidate to vote for. So I'm the voice out there for people who are independent-minded. I think if I get to Congress, I would be one of those people who would be able to reach across the aisle, because in fact I would be the aisle. So we're just offering people a choice, which I don't think the choice is really there when you go with Republican or Democrat, because there's this stalemate going on and very little gets accomplished.
You're pretty clear on your campaign website that you won't accept corporate money for this campaign. Meanwhile, your opponents have raised and spent millions of dollars already. How do you compete with that?
Well, by doing this kind of thing, telephone interviews. One of the primary tools of our campaign has been a campaign tabloid, which we've put together. It's a 16-page document. It's approximately the size and shape of a shopper, only rather than advertising, it's got political points of view in it. And we've been distributing that throughout the Southeast District. And we're getting a very, very good response to it. It's available online. You know, we have a website, yorganforcongress.com, and a Facebook presence. And we're doing about as we expected to do, and this is the point in time where we expect that there's going to be increased interest. So we're pretty much on track, even though the poll numbers don't look great. I mean, oftentimes when polls are conducted, they don't ask who specifically are you going to vote for and give names. They'll say, do you plan to vote for Democratic or Republican or other or whatever. So, I mean, an independent's name has a difficult time getting recognized, but we're working on that, and people are responding to the message. We're very encouraged, actually.
Speaking of money, let's talk about Foxconn. The company's receiving billions of dollars in state tax incentives to locate in southeastern Wisconsin. As a result, there are some mixed feelings about the company's presence in the 1st Congressional District. So, as the district's representative, what could you do to ensure that the state receives a good return on its investment?
I don't think, quite honestly, that there's much that a congressional representative could do as far as Foxconn is concerned, because there is very, very mixed feelings about Foxconn within the state, probably across the nation. I have mixed feelings myself. I think that that project was planned a long time ago. I don't think it was anywhere near as spontaneous as it was presented to the public. There's been other situations where Foxconn has come in and announced big projects and they have not come to fruition. And I'm very, very skeptical. I hope that it works. I hope that it turns out great, but I've got serious reservations about it. So I'm not going to work against it, but I'm going to be approaching it very, very cautiously and preparing for the worst while supporting the best, so to speak.
Let's talk about the federal deficit. It's big. It's getting bigger. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell recently said the only way to lower that deficit would be to cut social safety net programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Is that something you'd be willing to accept?
No, not at all. I think those programs, Social Security and Medicare, for example, are promises that were made to the American people. We've been paying into that system for all of our working lives. And to have that rug pulled under out from under us now would be that would be criminal, I think. There are other places where money can be reduced in terms of spending. I think the military budget is bloated. I don't know why we have 800 bases and have 172 countries. I mean, why? When and why were we appointed policemen to the world? There are some countries that could get along just fine without us. So I think we need to take a long, hard look at that. Most of warfare in the future is not going to be fought with tanks and guns and rockets. I think we already realize that cyberspace is a new frontier of war, and there should be more concentration in protecting our country in that direction.
Well, let's also talk about health care, because that seems to be a really important issue for a lot of people across the country and in Wisconsin. During the last session, we saw a failed attempt at repealing the Affordable Care Act, followed by changes that were made to the law. In your view, what needs to happen with the Affordable Care Act and more generally with health care?
Well, health care financing is the real issue. We have great healthcare technologies in the United States, but we have some of the poorest results in the world, quite honestly. Among the industrialized nations, we typically come in last in terms of results and outcomes, and we spend the most money for it. I think we need to completely abandon the old paradigm of insurance completely. It worked for a while, but it's a failed system. It's archaic. It's extremely expensive. Insurance actually was created back in the 1920s by physicians and providers in the Boston area who felt that it would make their services more accessible to people who couldn't pay in a timely fashion. It also stabilized their income stream. Now, because of that medical history, providers like myself, acupuncturists, naturopaths, other good healthcare services have been traditionally excluded from insurance. Which is, that's not my main beef. My main beef is that a lot of people can't afford to access health care at all. So we need to get rid of that system. I'm proposing that we restructure our health care financing, and most probably the way to do it would be through a sales tax on non-essential purchases. I've done the math, and roughly a 15% sales tax, which freaks people out when they hear that number, would be sufficient to fund our system. It would also take Medicare out of the Social Security program. Medicare right now is taking money out of the Social Security Trust, and that's one of the reasons why everybody's talking about Social Security being imperiled and running out of money. Now, if you take this 15% sales tax, like I said, people are kind of freaked out by it, but you would have to spend $1,000 in a month's time in order to generate $150 in taxes. Now, a lot of people aren't even going to spend $1,000 in non-essential purchases. They simply don't have the money to do that. So you're eliminating any kind of health insurance premium, but you're paying a tax, so you're still participating in the program. And we could afford to make care available for everybody, pre-existing conditions included. You know, I think that's the way to go. I'm certainly open to have a conversation about that, but I think we need to reform health care financing, and I want to be at the table at that conversation.
Bringing it back to Wisconsin, what do you think is the biggest issue in your district, and how would you work to tackle it in Congress?
The biggest issue? Wow. Well, certainly the farm issue is of importance. I mean, we've got farmers who are now suffering due to the tariffs that have been imposed on other countries, specifically China, which has caused them to do soybean purchases elsewhere. That's damaged our farmers. There is some of the money that's being collected in the tariff that's given to the farmers as a subsidy. But if you talk to farmers, they don't want to be subsidized. They want to produce, and they want to be paid a fair price for the products that they produce. I mean, they like their lifestyle. They like what they're doing. They don't like the disruptions in the market. Also, the loss of manufacturing that we've had in southeast Wisconsin has been very, very damaging. I don't know how to bring back in more manufacturing. I think we're probably going to have to shift to a different kind of economy. Returning somewhat to agriculture would be good. This Foxconn project, if it goes, is only going to employ 13,000 people maximum. So I don't think industry is the way to go. I think we need to scale back a little bit, live a little bit simpler lifestyles, and, that'll be helpful.
Now, we've got about 30 seconds. Give us a final brief pitch to voters as to why they should vote for you on November 6th.
Well, I'm the independent voice, and I'm representative of the independent voice out in the public. 40 to 49% of the public is self-identified as independent. And I think when people ask me who am I going to steal votes from, I say I'm here to prevent them from stealing votes from us. So go to the website, look at what I have to say in the independent voice, and make up your mind. But the message that I have has been resonating with a lot of people, and I think people can go and look.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Ken Yorgan is a chiropractor from Racine, independent candidate running in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson.